new hires at Boise State in the football department. Chris Ross has been hired. Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here to talk about that. Our director, John Patrick, of his first Facebook Live Eye production, is focusing his camera. He's got a boom going. It's very concerning. Very concerning. Even told me to comb my hair.
He's talented. You are one talented guy. There's no doubt about that.
Kurt, the specific duties of this new hire, Chris Ross. Tell me what you know of it when Coach Arson approached you in this new football development position.
Well, we've been talking about just the importance of just player development overall. You know, life skills, student conduct off the field, making sure they're doing well in the classroom, giving them some type of direction going forward outside of just playing football and going to class. And so the new hire, I think, for us is someone who is a head football coach, who is an athletic director, who's been an administrator, who is from the state of Texas. And he's going to come in and he's going to oversee really player development for us. And I think you mentioned it on your show yesterday about, you know, Brian maybe spending a little bit more time with the offense now and having someone in the office that is really focused on that for us. And I think that's a great hire. He's not your typical coach. He's an administrator first, probably. Loves football, obviously, and has a lot of ties down in Texas, so I think he's going to be able to help us on the recruiting front. He's certainly not a coach that can go into a living room, but, you know, he's very well aware of all the players in that state because he's been there for a long time. He's dealt with teenagers, you know, his whole career. So this is going to be a great addition to our staff, and I'm really excited to get him on campus.
Well, it sounds like he's more focused on all these other issues, and recruiting is just another one because he can't leave the office. He can't even make the phone calls, right? He can just say, or maybe he can make some calls. I don't know how it works. Not to kids, but to coaches, I'm sure he can. And that's what I thought, that it gave the athletic department or the football program another set of eyes that are completely trained on what those kids are doing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the set of eyes is important, but for me in recruiting, it's all about relationships.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's pretty easy for a coach at Boise State to turn on a film and go, hey, that guy can play. I mean, most of us can do it. I'm probably not one that can do it, but you can look at a kid in high school and go, that guy's good, right?
Right.
But you got to have that relationship with the high school coach. You got to have that relationship with the parents. So this guy brings those past relationships to Boise State that I think are going to be really helpful for us. And you know, like I said before, he's not certainly someone who can get into the recruiting because he's not an assistant coach. But at the same time, he's got great relationships down there, and I think that's going to be very helpful for our staff.
There was a time not so long ago where the Boise State football staff and most college football staffs that size had a head coach and, what, 9 assistants and maybe an intern, maybe a GA here or there. You guys have the support staff or are growing the support staff like a group of – or like a Power 5 school now. What? How many support staff do you have full-time with football now, and what would be next? If you got the player development guy, what would be the next on the wish list as you continue to build this support staff?
I don't want to build it anymore.
Let me pay for the first one first.
Yeah, we have a lot of people in there doing that. You know, for us, though, it comes down to recruiting. And here's a good way to look at it. I heard Harsh maybe explain it this way, but at Boise State, we'll put a list together of, say, 1,500 kids. And they'll drill those kids down to 500. And then they'll drill that group down to 100. And then they'll invite 50 on campus, and they'll sign – what?
25.
So, I mean, think about that. Identifying those 1,500 takes a lot of people and a lot of guys watching film. And so it's not that our coaches even see all those 1,500 kids. You got all these other guys in that office breaking down that list and getting it to something that's manageable. And as you guys know, at the end of the day, it's all about the recruiting. It's all about gaining an advantage. And it just seems to never stop. This position, though, with our new addition, the recruiting part is important, but I'm excited about having someone come in that kind of gets and understands these kids at this age and how important it is to make sure that when they come in as freshmen, there's a dialed-in plan, someone watching over them and making sure that we're giving them the resources that they need to be successful right when they walk on campus. Not that we don't do that now, but that's coaches and recruiting coordinators and strength staff guys. So now we've got someone who can really focus on a life skills program that is really going to help these guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. So,
is this the result in part? And we all want to think it's recruiting, but the result of the part of, you know, high profile instances like your quarterback getting in trouble, like the locker room fight. Mm-hmm. Are we? Is this partly in response to things like that?
I think so. You know, and it's just college in general. You know, now you have all these things coming out about sexual assault on campus, and those are big issues across the country. I mean, that's not just at Boise State. And I don't bring that particular case up for any reason, but you're not going to stop that at all in terms of just saying, okay, this guy's going to come in and wave a magic wand, and then all of a sudden that stuff's not going to happen. But what you can do is try to focus a little bit more on educating these guys on making good decisions. And I'm not just talking about football. That to me is really, really important, because I don't think we can ever forget, you know, in my world, there's 165 people on our staff and 400 teenagers. Well, I have two teenagers of my own. So times that by 200, you have them. And so that is something you just got to deal with. And the only way that I know how to do that is to, number one, make sure that you're recruiting the right kind of kid to come in here so that those issues are at a minimum. And then once they get here, you got to just make sure that you're heading them in the right direction so that they can make the right decisions. And so I think he's going to be just a tremendous addition and going to be very helpful to our staff.
What about the money to hire him? How did that work?
We just moved money, really. You know, we made some changes on our staff. We did not have to raise more money to do this. Brian did a very good job of keeping that within his budget, moving monies around in the salary pool. And, you know, he was not given an additional position. He just moved some around. So
all right.
We kept it within.
Kurt Apsey joining us. You can ask the AD, hashtag ask the AD on Twitter, or send us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. Men's or women's lacrosse at Boise State? What would it take to add it? What are your thoughts? How expensive is it?
Mm-hmm.
How would that ever look?
Well, I don't think anytime soon we're probably going to be adding a sport. If we did, more than likely, it would probably be on the women's side of things because of gender equity. And so if lacrosse was a sport we were talking about, I would tend to think it would be a women's lacrosse. That sport is growing across the country. I'm not sure, but it might be the most popular sport in the country in terms of schools adding it. But I think it's similar to soccer. You know, you got 25, 30 kids. We certainly have the space and the facility to do it. I mean, you could play lacrosse in the stadium. You could practice in the indoor. You could play on DeChevro Field. We've got a rec field on campus where we're playing club lacrosse right now. So that probably is a little easier to add than maybe some other sports where you've actually got to build a new facility or something like that, like a swimming pool or something, or a baseball field or whatever. So no plans in the near future, but if we were to add one and it was on the female side, I would certainly suspect we would look at lacrosse for sure.
But the cost of the men's side and the gender equity implications, yeah, just say we just can't do this.
You know, I'm just going to guess. I don't know right off the top of my head, Jeff, but it's $1 million a year. You know, it's probably similar to having baseball or having women's soccer or whatever. You've got 13 to 15 scholarships and travel and budgets and coaches and all those kinds of things. And so that's kind of how I look at that. When you've got a sport of, you know, 20 or 25 or 30 kids, it's usually probably somewhere in the realm of 750 to, you know, $1 million.
All right. Kurt, you know, Mark Coyle moves on from Syracuse to Minnesota, place he'd been before. Your thoughts on that move for him? We noted it was an $850,000 job. That's got to be one of the better ones in the country.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of money. I'm not sure that was what drove him to do that. It really sounds to me like, you know, it was about his family and getting closer to home. And, you know, two of his kids were born there. He spent 4 or 5 years there earlier in his career. And there's still a lot of folks at Minnesota that know him. And I had a very, very brief conversation with him and, you know, just congratulate him. And hopefully that's the right move for him and his family. But he sounds like he's happy and you know, wish him the best of luck.
We got a text here that says, why didn't you schedule a home and home with him in basketball before he left?
Well, we were actually talking about it. So maybe we just have to switch schools now.
Well, I imagine that wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That would still be probably a pretty good. And is that still on your radar, so to speak, basketball scheduling and so forth? Is that active right now?
With Syracuse or just in general?
Just in general.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Basketball's we're in the heat of that thing, and we're probably a little behind because we lost a few coaches that oversaw that for Leon. So Coach and I have been working on that, and we're hopeful that we can get some done here in the next month or so.
All right. Well, I think graduation has come and gone, right?
It's gone last
Saturday. So in terms of competition on the campus, it's pretty much wrapped up.
We're done on campus, yeah. Track and field goes to the Mountain West Conference Championship. Softball is down at San Diego State, I think, this week. But we've had some great news with gymnasts in the Olympics and our wrestler and from Bulgaria and, you know, all these kinds of things. And that's just great to spread that brand, and really excited about those two kids that are coming here as gymnasts. And, you know, hopefully they can make some noise in Rio.
Yeah. Good stuff, Kurt. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.